WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
Life, it is full of joy and wonder. Don't get me wrong, but when challenges and difficult times arise, where do you turn? Some might say their elders, or religion, or their therapist. But here's a suggestion. You could turn to two Chicago comedians. Paula Skaggs and Josh Linden are out with a new book called Tiny Pep Talks, Bite-Size Encouragement for Life's Annoying, Stressful, and Flat-Out Lousy Moments. And it's a tiny book, really. It fits right in the palm of your hands. And it's trying to make awkward, sad, or uneasy moments just a tiny bit better.
For when you're overdressed. Hey there, knockoff Jay Gatsby. So you've misinterpreted the semi-formal streetwear meets 1800s Paris dress code, and you've arrived completely overdressed. It's okay. At the end of the day, your problem is that you're the most glamorous guest here, which is a pretty cool thing to be.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Now, I chatted with them yesterday in studio, and when I met them, first of all, I mean, they couldn't have been nicer. These are two of the nicest people I think I've ever met. They're heartwarming, they're genuine, and they're just straight up funny. And this whole concept of pep talks I thought was really great because I'm often in my head talking myself through those challenging moments. So who doesn't want someone else to be able to step in and say, you're going to be all right, things will be okay. So I began by asking them both what moved them to write this book for us.
Yeah, so Paula and I run a business as well. Mm-hmm. We have a card game for conversations called No Wrong Answers. And as we were, you know, building that business, we realized that every single day, whether it was about the business or it was about our daily lives, we were giving each other pep talks about all the things day to day that you might need. So like you can find a pep talk wherever you want to about, you know, big items like getting married or going to college or, you know, blasting off to Mars or something like that.
Right, right.
The common stuff.
Yeah, common stuff that we've all done.
Why do you think we all need a pep talk, Paula?
I think one of the big goals that Josh and I had is just to use this book to bring a little bit more joy into people's lives. Mm. And I think there are some things that are difficult and we don't talk about them, or they're a little bit scary and it feels a little strange to tell somebody, hey, I'm really nervous to parallel park, or I'm going to a party and I don't know anybody. And yes. So we wanted to create something that was fun and joyful and also kind of shared with people, hey, we've been there too. We've got your back and we're all in this together. Yeah.
So I want to hear more about you guys and your background in comedy. And now I understand that you both got your start here in Chicago. So Paula, you first, tell us more.
Yeah. So, I moved to Chicago to do improv, and Josh and I met a few years ago. Both of us were really active in improv and sketch and the whole, you know, that whole scene. Mm-hmm. And then we started joking around about doing a podcast together, which we launched back in 2018, I think, yep, called Being Earnest.
Okay.
That was kind of a combined version of our comedy, which is very sincere and things that we genuinely love. And, you know, it just kind of got born out of that.
Yeah. So from a podcast to a book.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
How did you get started, Josh? What's your story?
Yeah, similar. I'm from the East Coast originally, and I moved to Chicago for a job, and it was the middle of winter, and mm-hmm, I was like, why am I sad?
It's why do we all move to Chicago in the middle of winter?
Always.
I don't know, always.
What is wrong with us?
Every single time. Yeah. And I was like, why am I, you know, feeling the pressure of winter? I was like, oh, because I'm not expressing myself through comedy, all these things I'd done in college and growing up. And so kind of similar trajectory to Paula, where got involved in I.O. and Second City and all the Chicago kind of staples. And we met actually, and it was kind of a light bulb going off when we first met. We met on an improv retreat for a class that I had taken and Paula was filling a spot for because someone had backed out. It was kind of a kismet moment.
That was meant to be for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure. And how did you get into writing, Josh?
Yeah, I've always written in various different forms. I have a degree in medieval history, which is, you know, totally applicable.
Amazing. You're using it very well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So I want to hear some of these pep talks. And I want to start, Paula, with you reading us the tiny pep talk for when you're overdressed.
Absolutely. For when you're overdressed. Hey there, knockoff Jay Gatsby. So you've misinterpreted the semi-formal streetwear meets 1800s Paris dress code, and you've arrived completely overdressed. It's okay. At the end of the day, your problem is that you're the most glamorous guest here, which is a pretty cool thing to be. So don't run off just yet to weep to your chauffeur from the back of your 1933 drop-top Rolls-Royce. First, is there anything you can do to change up your look to feel a bit more casual? Maybe take off that Komodo dragon skin coat? Remove a few of the larger diamonds? Go outside and rub a little dirt on your tuxedo? There, much better. Second, understand that there's really nothing else you can do but lean into this. Keep asking about the vintage of the box of Francia. Politely refuse to try the Domino's pizza because, quote, once you've had the real thing, you can't go back. Confuse everyone by slipping a crisp $5 bill into the pocket of the host. Remember, you're not overdressed, they're all underdressed. And hey, it could be worse. You could be dressed like one of the side characters from the Country Bear Jamboree.
Okay, I feel like you're talking right at me. You just dragged me, okay?
With love.
Because this happens to me all the time. I personally, though, I just would rather be overdressed.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Sure. I don't know, but I feel like the reverse scenario would just be my nightmare.
Oh, absolutely.
Which you've got a pep talk for that too.
Yeah, there's a couple pep talks in the book that we sort of reverse it. So we also have for when you're underdressed, which opens with that same line that, you know, if it isn't one of the side characters from the Country Bear Jamboree. So they're not all parallel like that, but we do have a few throughout the book.
Oh my goodness.
We see both sides of the coin.
Tell us more about the process of writing, Josh, because this was done collaboratively.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we wanted this to really feel like both of our voices together and a collective voice of, like Paula said, we're your friends. We've got your back. And this is kind of one pseudo narrator who's got your back. So the way that we did this was we came up with our table of contents. We came up with the talks that we thought were going to be most helpful and most useful and the things we were most excited about to tell people.
So AKA you wrote down a bunch of cringeworthy moments.
Yes, exactly.
That you've had.
Yeah, from our own experiences very much. And then we started off by, because there was two of us, each of us would kind of pick ones that were speaking to us, and we do a first draft on those. In some cases, we did write them together from scratch, but for most of them, one of us would do a draft of one of them, the other would do a draft of something else, and we come together and spend a ton of time editing to make it feel like it was, you know, both of our voices collectively, that it felt as tight and as funny as possible. And there's a real trust there, honestly, between Paula and myself, where sometimes, you know, it's a fully fledged idea where the other person's coming in more as an editor. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I would come to Paula with like, okay, I wrote this one, quote unquote, here's bullet points and insert joke here. Paula, I can't think of anything.
I can't think of how to land this. I love that. I love the collaboration there. And you know, when you talk about the edit process too, I'm thinking of the fact that, again, I don't think people notice that this is an actually tiny book. Like, it's not just called Tiny Pep Talks for no reason. It's a small book. So I can imagine you having to make it shorter and shorter and shorter and sort of fit within this form, right? And stick to it. How did you land on that? Like, did it feel uplifting to write these? And was it hard to stick to this format?
Yeah. I mean, I think we had a great time writing it. I don't want to speak for Josh, but it was really fun and it was really collaborative. I think we're both very chatty people. So there were some times where we'd have to be like, we need to cut a word or 100 words or 300 words in some cases. But also it's, you know, it's nice because there is a structure to it, but each one is different. And there's also some themed ones throughout the book. So we have a Mad Libs, we have a crossword puzzle, we have a certificate for folks to fill out. So I think once we kind of were like, we need to shake it up, we would think, what's a totally new format that in a different way that we could give people?
No, it's super fun. I love what you've done. And I want to read one of my favorites now. This is the pep talk for when your favorite TV show has just been canceled. Cue the music. Your favorite TV show was canceled this week, taken from this world too soon, as the best shows often are, by unforgiven, know-nothing entertainment executives who wouldn't know good television if it ran them over with their own yacht. Much like generations of television before it, your favorite TV show enjoyed the simple things: being on air, having a production budget, and continuing to make new seasons. While saying goodbye is never easy, the instance is made even more complicated by the fact that none of these characters actually exist. The situations they found themselves in didn't really happen. And you, the show's number one fan, never technically met any of them. And yet, the loss you're feeling is very real. How do you say goodbye to a world you've invested so much in? You and your favorite TV show have spent hours together. You've been with the characters through their highest highs and lowest lows. You've skipped plans to stay in and watch. You've bruised your thumb fast-forwarding through the intro. You're grieving its loss in a very real way, and that's okay. It's left a butt-shaped imprint on your couch and on your heart. I could go on. But these are hilarious.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I mean, have you been there? Have you had to deal with the loss of your favorite TV show?
That one is, I would say, was written in the aftermath of Succession ending.
Ooh, immediately after Succession ended.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were going to say either that or Game of Thrones.
Yes, yes.
That seemed to hurt a lot of people.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I want to give honorable mention to a few others that I enjoyed. Pep talked for when you forgot to reply to that text, for when you have to apologize, for when it's Monday. Mm-hmm. And this, I think, is a good one for everyone that's getting ready right now to gather for Thanksgiving next week. The pep talk for when you're gonna have to see that one cousin.
Yeah.
So funny. Let's hear one from you, Josh. Will you read us the pep talk for when everyone at work apparently took stupid pills today?
Absolutely. For when everyone at work apparently took stupid pills today. There are some days when work is easy. And then there's days like today, when everyone else apparently took stupid pills. By process of elimination, that makes you the smartest person here. Congrats! That means today is basically a free pass for you. Totally beef the big deadline? Robin didn't even know there was a deadline. Need to ask a question you've already asked 8 times before? No one is going to care, because Taylor just took down the entire server by enthusiastically replying to a spam email. Forgot the new guy's name? It's fine. Kelly just repeatedly called the client mom. No matter what you do, you're going to look like a total rock star, or at least like a decent second-tier rhythm guitarist, in comparison to all of these fools. And if you're feeling the pressure of holding the office together as the only sane, rational person today, stop. Unless you're a heart surgeon or the person in charge of making the ball drop on New Year's Eve, the whole world is not going to come crashing down because everyone at work had an off day. All you have to worry about today is making it to quitting time.
Very good. So again, this book is out today, and I should mention to the folks listening that music is sold separately. It does not come with the book. So it's out. Your baby's out there. I mean, what are you most proud of when you look at this copy here, Paula?
You know, I think one thing I keep coming back to is Josh and I have a background in sketch and improv, and you make something and you work so hard on it and you're so proud of it, and then it happens and it's never seen again. Like, that's it.
You just gotta see how people react. And,
Yeah, and it's, you know, the people that were in the room experience it and nobody else does.
Yeah.
And so I think that I'm really proud of this book, and also it feels so nice to have something with our names on it that we work so hard that will hopefully help people and can move, you know, beyond our community here in Chicago, people we know, and hopefully people like it.
Yeah, it's a wonderful idea. Josh, last words to you. How are you feeling?
So proud of this. So thankful to have this experience, to be able to write something with one of my best friends, and to be able, it's a really special thing to share a sense of humor with someone, and really nice to be able to then share that and hopefully make people laugh and maybe even hopefully help them along the way have a better day.
Yeah. Well, we have been talking with comedians Josh Linden and Paula Skaggs about their brand new book, Tiny Pep Talks, bite-sized encouragement for life's annoying, stressful, and flat-out lousy moments. It's out today. Thank you both so much.
Thanks you so much for having us. Thrilled to be here.
Great conversation, right? Love those guys. Okay, one more pep talk for you. This one's called For When You Reach the End of the Reset Podcast. I know, it's so sad. you've reached the end of your favorite podcast on earth, and it's the newest episode. So it's not like you can just wait 5 seconds and play the latest interview. You just played it. But get this. See that thumb of yours? The one on the end of your hand? Well, you can use that little digit to scroll back to some amazing interviews that you haven't heard. It's kind of like time travel. So don't be dismayed, podcast listener. You've got this. And Reset's got your back as you navigate news and culture in Chicago. This episode of the Reset podcast was produced by Jules Yeager, and it was mixed by Ari Mejia. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening.
I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.